Well, like it or not, the expression trick or treat is here to stay, and a bumper harvest of perfectly edible pumpkins are fit only as ornaments at this time of year. That's right, it's Halloween. And if that doesn't give you goosebumps, perhaps this will. Researchers at the CSIRO have gotten into the spirit of the holiday by tapping into an idea that some people find increasingly frightening, the idea of artificial intelligence. The Nightmare Machine is an algorithm-based piece of artificial intelligence, or AI, that's been taught what images scare people. It's now learned how to produce such images itself, and its creators say it has the power to go even further. Matthew Clayfield reports.
It used to be that headless horsemen and talking ravens were enough to get the old heart rate going. But in recent years, a more modern terror has gradually emerged. Artificial intelligence, the machine that thinks, the computer that's going to render us all redundant and perhaps wipe us out for good measure. Now, in a cruel act of trick-or-treat software development, researchers at the CSIRO and MIT have capitalized on those fears and gone one further, developing a piece of artificial intelligence that exists solely to scare the pants off us. The Nightmare Machine spontaneously generates zombie faces out of human ones and transforms images of places into visions of the inferno. Dr. Manuel Cebrian Ramos is a research scientist at Data 61, the CSIRO's Digital and Data Innovation Group.
We thought that in order to crystallize this fear for automation, robots, artificial intelligence, Halloween would be a really good opportunity, because mostly in Halloween what we do is scaring each other, and these days artificial intelligence seems to be the scariest thing around for people.
Dr. Cebrian and his colleagues fed 200,000 images of normal human faces into the machine's neural network in order to teach it what faces look like. The algorithm was then able to generate faces at random according to what it had learned. They then added a single zombie face, giving it slightly more weight in the neural network than the others, and things began to get a little creepy. What's perhaps even creepier is the fact that the machine isn't running at full steam yet.
What we haven't used so far is all the feedback that we are getting from people about how those newly transformed faces and places are scaring them. Once we're able to incorporate close to 1 million reviews of what's scaring people, you can actually feed that back into the algorithm, and the algorithm can generate even scarier images.
But the Nightmare Machine isn't merely a holiday novelty. It has practical implications too.
Our main goal is obviously not to scare people. This is just a Halloween, fun, goofy project. What we are very interested in is how to instill particular emotions in people. So can we instill positive emotions like warmth, friendliness, a machine telling a human, work with me, trust me? In order to teach machines not to scare humans, you need to teach them first what scares humans. This is what we do with children. The fact that we can tell machines, hey, this is really scary, don't do any of this, that might be a practical application for the Nightmare Machine.
For some, it's not just the images that the machine produces that are terrifying. That it's capable of learning and thinking creatively is equally off-putting.
As machines start to look more human, start to act more human, start to do things that we consider human, our sense of uniqueness goes away. Humans need to feel special, need to feel unique, because that's one of the most important things in life, to know that your life makes sense, you're unique, you have a unique existence. Now, as we know that machines are getting closer and closer to being like us, that is really scary for humans. We've known this for a while.
While it may be a while before the machines rise up to annihilate us, there are more mundane concerns to be had as well. Toby Walsh is Professor of AI at the University of New South Wales and Group Leader at Data 61.
Most of the things that people should be worried about are actually much nearer than this and much different, I think, to what Hollywood's warned us about. It's not really Terminator. There's much more immediate threats. I think we're already seeing that today with things like autonomous cars. We're starting to realize that we're giving responsibilities, autonomy to machines, and they may be making life or death decisions. Recently, there was a story about how a program was being used to decide sentencing in the United States, and it was biased against black people, and so people start to realize the consequences of giving too much responsibility to machines.
It's also worth remembering that the Nightmare Machine is not really trying to give you nightmares. It's the A in AI, rather than the I, that remains its defining characteristic. Professor Bob Williams is chief scientist at Data 61.
I find it a not very helpful term, frankly, for the sort of stuff that we do. I'd much rather be more specific about it. You know, things like machine learning, pattern recognition, and automatic decision making. You know, the people that develop this stuff, they never sit around thinking, oh, where's the essence of the intelligence there, and having a philosophical tussle about that. When you start looking at something like what these guys have done, when you understand what this thing is doing, it's actually not confronting or scary at all. They're still calling it a machine.
Dr. Manuel Sebrian, however, isn't so sure.
Can machines think? Well, we now know that they can create emotions in us like other humans can. Is that thinking? I kind of leave that up for grabs for philosophers and society at large.
Indeed, Dr. Manuel Sebrian-Ramos, and Matthew Clayfield was the reporter.